Blog Talk Radio.
Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Let's go. Let's go.
Another one. Man, this right here, I don't know what to say, man. But, man, we right here on a Thursday, on a wonderful Thursday, is all I can say. I got my best friend, pastor. Man, got the other best friend and brother. And, you know, man, you know, we're going to have to do something about this here, man. Before I bring him in, man, I'm about to, you know, elaborate a little bit, man, because I just can't keep bringing all my people in, man, you know what I'm saying, just solely under, you know, something that just, you know, just off of, you know, the Dennis Live, man, so we're going to have to switch some things up around here, man, you know what I mean? So I'm going to do it like this, man. I'm not even going to go out like that, you know what I mean? Because we got to show some respect, we got to show some honor, we got to show some dignity. We got to do it right. You know, I know he's gonna kill me, but you know, I got to do it the right way, man. So I'm gonna bring him in like this.
Celebrate being in the land of the living, and we thank God for every opportunity that He gives us. So I'm feeling good.
You feeling good, man? I'm feeling good, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. And I just want to say, man, thank you, man, for allowing me to, man. How are we gonna be doing this every Thursday, man? You know, I wanna do this the right way.
Absolutely, man.
you know, since we're going to call it the relationship hour, so, you know, I want you to explain to me a little bit about what the relationship hour is before we go to giving up the description of the topic.
Yeah, the relationship hour is a program in which we pray that will be used as a tool to help tackle, you know, the array of issues and concerns surrounding relationships. The Bible says, "My people perish from a lack of knowledge," and that verse is talking about God's people perishing from a lack of knowledge of who He is. And so we want this program, as we move forward, we're going to be depending and relying on the inspired word of God to speak to our hearts around the topic of relationships. In fact, the Bible covers relationships, everything from friendships, everything from marriages, parent, children, siblings, relationships between believers, even relationships between believers and unbelievers, relationships even with your enemies, Lord have mercy, and even relationships on how we should treat the poor and oppressed. And so, you know, it is our prayer that someone receives revelation or even confirmation regarding their current relationship situation through listening to the show on Thursday nights. We are excited about what God is getting ready to do, and we want to hear from the people. We want everybody who can to call in. The number, if you're listening through the internet, the number to call in so you can actually speak on air is 347-838-9106. And as soon as you dial it and you hear that voice, you have to press the number 1.
Right.
And it'll put you in queue. That way we can see your number and be able to pull you on air. And also remember to visit the website. The website is www.westonworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And go to the tab that says Pastor Mo and Dennis Live. We want whoever can to go and leave a comment about the show. We want to make this show worthwhile. We want to make the show your time that you spend with us on a Thursday night. And so in order for the show to get better or for us to know if we're making an impact or if God is using this to enlighten you, please leave a comment. And that's the way you can communicate. Even if you don't get a chance to call in to say something on air, go ahead and leave your comment, and I'll reply on the page. And so that's what the show is about. We're looking for God to get the glory in helping all of us in our relationships, even coworkers and management. You know, or coworkers and coworkers. You know, if you're working with somebody, you got a relationship issue. And so we're going to cover a long list of issues and concerns that surround different levels of relationships while we have our opportunities on Thursdays. And so we're excited. And I thank you, Brother Dennis, that God, you allow God to give you the vision to begin this radio endeavor. And last night was the show on Wednesday was an outstanding show with different viewpoints about gun control and what it means to urban communities. And so I was enlightened, and I was impressed to hear the amount of knowledge and how intelligent we are regarding certain topics that you wouldn't think that we're involved in. And so I was very pleased. And so we want to keep that going on Thursday nights where people can call in and be enlightened about relationships and from a biblical perspective. And we pray that somebody will be helped. We pray that somebody's relationship can be made better, and we can live with less stress, and we can live with less strife and we can live with less anger one toward another as we have our short time here in this world.
Amen. Amen. Well, hey, you know what? We could do a quick song if you want to, or if you want to go straight into it. You know, it's your call. It's your show. What you want to do?
Well, let's introduce our panel for tonight, and you know, and so after we introduce the panel, go ahead and then I can, if you want me to, I'll go ahead and introduce the topic for those who may have not seen the intro being sent out on Facebook or on the website. You can do it or I can do it, and then allow the panel to kind of give their own perspective toward the discussion for tonight. And then we can play a song and then start taking calls. If people are ready to call in after hearing what the topic is and the discussion, then call in. This is a no-judgment zone. We know that over half the houses in the United States get online. And that was from the U.S. Census 2000, where it was trending upward. And so if you look at half of the United States of America, homes that have computers, people are getting online. And so those are big numbers. And so there are a lot of people, when they get online, searching for something. And some of those people are searching for somebody else. And so if you want to have something to say tonight, feel free. Again, it's a no-judgment zone, and voice your opinion as you have it. And let's see what we can offer. And sometimes we might just listen. You may have gone through a dramatic experience involving this situation. And so even if we got to pray for you, we'll go ahead and say a quick prayer for the situation, because there are many more like it. And so that's what we look to do on tonight. So, yeah, go ahead and introduce the panel. And see what they think about the topic, and then you can play a song, and then we'll get right to the calls.
Okay, cool. All right, let me see. Introduce one. It's a female, nice young lady, man. We always, you know, we know and love, man. We got Sister Nicole. Sister Nicole, you online?
Yes, I'm online. How y'all doing?
All
right.
Okay. How you doing? Let's see. Plasmos, Sister Nicole, y'all there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes. How y'all doing?
Okay. Hey, how you doing? Let me give Sister Nicole just a little introduction here. I don't want to just introduce her. I just have her online. Sister Nicole here, man, you know, we go way back, man. We grew up together, man, from grammar school all the way up until, you know, we call them the heydays now, up until now, man. So, you know, building a relationship from the people that, you know, that we don't see, that don't pass us by. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people from murders, from just, you know, hanging out. I think when we was younger, I don't know if I ever told you, Nicole, our first encounter with death that really struck me. You remember LaKendra Long?
Yes, on the way to the party when she got shot in the back.
Man.
Yeah.
And that, like, really, you know, she's like one of my best friends too, man. And that, like, that never went away. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's how I know that we go way back, man. So it's an honor, you know, saying to have you on the show with us, you know. So I know that you're a little bit under the weather. So, you know, I just let Pastor Simone know, you know, she's not feeling too good. So I just told her, you know, she can stay on with us as long as she can, and, you know, and just enjoy the panel with us, man. And, you know, it's an honor to have you on the show, man.
Oh, it's an honor to be here, doing something positive for the community as well as myself.
That's right. Well, and last but not least, man, we got Brother Gerard Lamore. You in the building?
Yes, sir. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen, brother, man. Let me, You know, Pastor Moore, I got to introduce him too, man. It's right here, man. That's his brother right here, the heavyweight knockout here, man. We go way back, man, from the Riviera days, man. college night, you know, that's how we knew of each other, but we really didn't know each other when we really met at the Alcatraz. You know, I met up with him, man. Then, actually, I think it was you two guys. Y'all said y'all noticed me, and, you know, me and Gerard was always cool. And I think Mo was like, man, y'all got a chemistry. And y'all should go ahead and hook up. And then, you know, me and his brother Gerard, you know, we've been best friends ever since then, man. So that's like my brother. So, you know, it's an honor to have you on the show, too, man. So I'm going to let you know, man.
Oh, thank you, my brother. You're absolutely right. Usually in situations that we met will cause a confliction because of competition. And I think that based on your story you told it, Mo noticed you, how you was had your ambiance. And he just told me, you ain't got nothing on that, brother. And then ever since then, it's been a competition. Since then, and it usually with immature brothers that causes friction, but that actually uplifted me to be better. And ever since then, even to this day, yeah, that we're in competition to be better men, and we successful at it. So I praise God for him crossing you crossing my path because it made me a better person, and I'm looking forward to the challenge to add more soldiers to the team.
Amen. Amen. Well, there you have it, Pastor Mo. We got him online, man. We got the round table panel up together, man. So we're going to take it back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God, Sister Nicole and Brother Gerard. I just want to present the topic for tonight. And then, you know, if you can, just give me what you feel about it. I'm going to start with Sister Nicole. You go first, and then Brother Gerard. The topic for tonight is internet relationships. Is it a trick or is it a treat? Some people might say internet dating. You know, is it a trick or is it a treat? It's a hot topic right now with that college player from Notre Dame claiming that he was tricked into believing that the woman he was having an online relationship with was a real person who had real medical issues and who ultimately was reported to have died, but then found out that she didn't die, and this could have been a big old hoax. And so the question was, did he know about it? Was he playing this thing to further his goals of being in the NFL and getting people to feel sorry for his story and drawing attention to himself? And so it's a very hot topic right now nationally, but this actually, internet relationships sparked a question of, is it more of a trick or is it more of a treat? Meaning, are you being duped? Is it an opportunity for people to play with your emotions? Or have you really found what you were looking for in an online relationship? That was an article sponsored by About.com that said that hundreds of thousands of people are scammed yearly by internet dating. And so the question is, if hundreds of thousands of people and possibly millions worldwide are being scammed, is internet relationships a trick or is it a treat? Can you truly find love online? Or is the fantasy better than the reality? Is the fantasy of finding somebody who you think is the perfect person for you better than the reality of facing the fact that you might be talking to somebody that told you all lies? And nothing but lies, and you will never get to meet this person. And so I want to just get your feedback before we go to the phone, Sister Nicole and Brother Gerard. Where do you fall on the topic of internet relationships? Is it a trick or is it a treat?
Well, I have, like, plenty different aspects on that topic because I do know people personally that have found someone that they love. It may not be perfect, but they did find some type of connection. And I also know people that never met this person, and they are madly in love with this person, sending them money and all types of things. But when it's time to meet up, this person have all types of excuses and things. And I also feel like it's a fantasy thing on both ends, because over the internet, you can fantasize and pretend on what you wish you act like, what type of career you wish you had, and just trying to pretend to be somebody that that person wish they could be with. Because it's really a mad game to me. I tell you the type of person that I like, and you pretend to be that type of person. And
right.
then once we, if we meet, then I find out that you're not that type of person because you were just living a fantasy. And then some people wish they lived a certain type of way, so they pretend to be that certain type of way. So it's like a fantasy.
Mm.
You never know if it's a trick or a treat unless you go all the way to 9 yards with it.
Mm.
It's a gamble, you know. For me personally, it might be real love because you never was sexually contacted with this person and you never would have seen they look. So that's like really love. Some people fall in love because their young lady have a big butt. Some people fall in love because their young man had a big chest. So it may be real.
Okay. Okay, Brother Gerard.
Okay, okay. In a way, it's kind of hard to say when you're dealing with internet. I kind of look at the internet as treating it as you kind of get what you pay for. it's the internet. You can find love anywhere, you know, and you can find relationships, or you can find a trick or a treat based on what your mindset is on. I think that to comment on the athlete, the star athlete, his demeanor should have been different. If one, he should know, or he should have a PR person telling him that he had to be careful of who he talks to and what he does. So in that, you know, it shouldn't even went that far anyway, because his reputation is everything. So it shouldn't even went there. And as far as, you know, looking at certain things like meeting somebody online, I'm not saying that it's not possible that you can meet somebody seriously online that you can actually date and grow a family with. But I just think that you just got to be real careful of that, because it's a reason why they're on the internet. You know, anybody else that wouldn't have any issues in meeting someone, they would meet someone, you know, at church or in passing or at work or in certain situations like that. It's almost like meeting somebody at the club. I mean, how serious can we take that person, because they were there to mingle? And I'm not saying that that's true or false, that it can't be possible, but you kind of, you know, if you go and shoot for duck, you can't expect to get chicken. So it's just one of those situations where you just got to be real careful with it. And, you know, sometimes you can look up and it's like, wow, look what this turned out to be. You know, but you can't be disappointed that it didn't turn out right, because it's the internet. And that's 80% dangerous and 20% good. That's why you got to put a virus on your computer. So, was that safe? You won't need virus protection for that. So, that's how I look at it. Yeah.
Good feedback. You know, Sister Cole said that it's a gamble. And there's so many people gambling, you know, at the tune of hundreds of thousands every year, even though the awareness that you know, it is, like you said, Brother Gerard, dangerous. People are willing to take that risk. And so I guess taking that risk, is it worth the outcome? Is it worth the shoot in the dark? Is it worth seeing if it will be a trick or if it will be a treat? And You know, and like you said, with computers, with virus protection, unfortunately, our hearts are put on display through media in hope that somebody, and not everybody does this, but whoever decides to use this method of finding somebody, you tend to put your heart out there, and next thing you know, you find out either somebody is for real or somebody is for fake. But either way it goes, you're willing to take that chance by doing internet dating or internet relationships. And so I think I'm looking to hear for some people to call in on either sides of the question. Some people may have found true love, may have found true good relationship, but through the internet. And so it could have been a treat. And then it could, and we know by the statistics that we know that there are hundreds of thousands that get scammed and tricked you know, all type of things coming from somebody that is not being honest in which they're seeking, of what they're seeking for. And so I'm looking to hear from the people. I want to know, what side do the people fall on? I want to know if people fall on the side of internet relationships being a trick or internet relationships actually have been good to them and it has treated them nice. They found the person that they were looking for. They got the relationship that they have been praying for. I'm very interested to see what the numbers are going to come out to be just on our program here as we move forward.
Okay, great. Well, you know, like as usual, you know, a lot of callers are calling in. Now, I mean, the boards are lit up, Fatima. It's just the only thing is, you know, if they decide they want to talk, you know, you got to press that one button and set the number again. 347, area code 347-838-9106. And just press the button one if you want to talk. And, you know, believe me, you have a lot of people on now. They're just not pressing the button. So they just, you know, pretty much listening in. I'm getting a little bit feel for it. So what I do here, Pastor Mo, is I'll play a song. And then we'll just come on back in and, you know, if they hit up the button and press the one button and say what they got to say, then if so, if not, then, hey, we're going to continue on with the show. That's all we can do. So I'll play a quick song, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here you go. This song right here, man, is called Praise Them. We're going to go ahead and play that real quick.
Come on.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, you got to praise him, man. You got to praise him, you know what I mean? All right, now, Pastor Mo, we back on.
Okay.
Right, now, my people here. Brother Zerah, you still in? Okay. Yeah, Brother Zerah, he on. Okay, hey. Okay. Sister Nicole, you back on? Okay. Okay, I think Brother Rod, I think he at the grocery store or something, passed him all. No, but go ahead, man.
Brother Dennis, I wanted to ask you. I asked Sister Nicole and I asked Brother Rod, you know, where they came down on the topic for tonight's conversation and discussion, internet relationships. Is it a trick or is it a treat? There was an article sponsored by About.com that said that hundreds of thousands of people are scammed yearly by internet dating. So the question is, if hundreds of thousands and possibly millions worldwide are being scammed, is internet relationships a trick or is it a treat? Can you truly find love online? Is the fantasy better than the reality? And so I want to get you. Give me some feedback on that, man. Have you ever tried to find that person you was looking for on a computer screen?
Wow. Well, you gonna put the spotlight on me, huh, Pastor Mo? That's okay. I take it. I don't want to say I went online to find love. I was more so back in my time. It was more for finding lust. You know what I mean? It's just, and I don't mean like lust as in like sexual or anything like that. It was just like, oh, I just like to see, you know, girls, or I just like to see, you know, just things. You know what I'm saying? Right. On as far as the female parts, whatever. And that was basically, I guess, my treat. You know, as far as that it was right there in the privacy of your own home and you can see these type of things. But as far as a trick. I don't want to say I was being, you know, I trick people as far as online, but I have a lot of friends, man, that I know they got tricked, hoodwinked, or whatever you want to say, online. You know, they looking for that long distance love, and you know, when you get that long distance love, you find it. So, you know, you find that long distance love, and when you think about it, man, you got this virtual relationship going on. You're getting a treat and you're getting tricked at the same time. For instance, look at what's that MTV show, Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
How on Catfish, you know, basically they was, you know, you're on the internet, you see these pictures. Like I was saying, I see pictures and I'm like, ooh, she look good. And then I click on it, I get to talking, and it could be somebody totally different. So that's where the scam comes in. You know, it could be somebody you're talking to, and when you get into this virtual place with a person, you got to look at it as far as in a relationship. Like I would say, like, you know, in the Bible, when they say you go in a closet, you build a relationship with God, and you pray, you know, saying to God, and just to take it off of that a little bit. It's just the same thing, because you got these people that you're talking to, confessing to, on the internet, whether via on the internet, on the phone, whatever, Skyping, whatever you're doing with this person. It's like you missing something, that connection that you can't get when you hear. Like I'm in Chicago, Illinois. You got a person, let's say in Pittsburgh, and she probably not in tune with her people in Pittsburgh, like I'm not into with my people in Chicago, so you got a different flavor going on at the same time. So by you having a different flavor going on at the same time, you don't know what that motive is on my part or that person's part, you know what I'm saying? But you know that your heart is really getting into it. You don't know she's probably out just to make some money from you. You don't know what's going on, but the most important thing to me is when you have this relationship. And out of relationship, what is it that people missing in a relationship? A lot of people is missing what? Love. So when somebody's just listening to you and hearing you pouring out your heart, and then you got this, I don't know if it's a picture that you're looking at, or you internet Skyping like I'm a Catfish or whatever,
or just talking to them on the telephone, you automatically build that relationship as far as loving them. You know what I'm saying? Because now they don't got you in this emotional state of mind, or just make you feel good, build up your confidence or whatever it is. So, you know, that trick and treat, man, I don't even think it's a trick or a treat. I think it's a trick and a treat at the same time, because you could be getting tricked, but you're getting a treat out of it. You know what I mean? That's the most. So, so that's the big thing with it now, you know. So that's just really like my intake on it.
And you raise a lot of good points right there, Brother Dennis, because the funny thing is there are people out there being tricked and there are people out there doing the tricking. And so it's almost like you're saying both needs can be satisfied, to where you go online with the purpose of, okay, I'm not really interested in meeting somebody. Maybe I already got somebody. I just want to take up my time. I want somebody to talk to and see, or be nosy. I want to see what they got going on. Maybe we got something in common. We can just talk during my down times. And so it's almost like a buyer-seller type of thing going on. Like if you were selling cars, at one point, after selling cars, you now, if you in need, you have to buy a car, and then you got to go see a seller. And so that relationship is, even though you a seller, you then become a buyer when you're trying to get your own car. And I say that in that when you're online trying to set up a relationship, if you're the one seeking somebody to, you know, be interested in you, you got to sell yourself. And so you have to go on there and do your profile, and I think Sister Nicole said you have to put on there with, you know, something that somebody would want to be with. And then, you know, people visit your page. Those are the buyers. They surf in to see if you got the rims, or if you got the, and I'm using rims as to give us a visual here of breaking down, if you will. Not saying literal wheels, but if you got what they're looking for in a person, and so you put yourself on display, and your description kind of sells what the people are looking at. So if I went to a car shop and I'm looking to buy a car, the salesman comes up and give me a description on what all this car can do. And so we've become a buyer-seller type of community that go online and put all our personal information and business and put the best picture possible that we can for somebody to come and buy it, and start a conversation and possibly be interested in what they've seen in the profile. And so it's kind of understandable how people get tricked.
Right.
Because you used to, and I think, Brother Dennis, you used to work for a car dealership, and you already know the car game.
Right.
And so it's the same thing with the somebody may have the opinion that it's the same thing with the internet relationships, in that you already setting yourself up to be tricked based on your whole plan of meeting somebody online based on the information you're putting out there in the picture that you got on display.
Right.
And so I'm looking to hear, and I want somebody to call in. I want to hear from people that's tricking people. I mean, nobody will know who you are. You can use a different name. I want to hear from somebody that has actually going on, and, you know, with the purpose of, okay, I'm gonna just play around with this person. I'm gonna just suck them into my world or my pretend world. I'm gonna tell them that I'm this, and I'm gonna tell them that I'm that. And in reality, it could be. And I saw this on Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake did a show last week, I believe it was, about this very topic, and how people have been scammed out of thousands of dollars.
Ooh.
And how people were led to believe that the person they was with were something more than they really was. It was this one man who said he was a doctor, and he played the role to the T. He was at the hospital and all this, and then he got arrested for impersonating a doctor. And they had gotten married, him and this woman, and he had told this woman that he had kids, and his kids got killed in a car accident. I mean, he took the lie all the way off the cliff. And this woman was sucked in and believed everything that he was saying, knowing in her heart. And that's another piece of this. Sometimes we get that revelation, Brother Dennis, so we get that little thing in our spirit that says something ain't right here. And I want to talk to that person too, the person that get that little thing in their spirit saying something ain't right, but we continue anyway. I'm interested in knowing what is that? Is it the hope and the fantasy that we, even though we feel something ain't right, that we keep going anyway? You know, what is that that make us even keep going even when we feel in our spirit that something ain't right? And so I'm really looking for people to call in and give us some feedback on that. You know, and maybe Brother Gerard or Sister Nicole can add a little bit to that. What is that when you feel something ain't right? You know, and this is even when you're not doing an internet relationship, even in your own relationship, when you got that feeling and you just keep pursuing it anyway. You know, because all trickers, or the people that's tricking people, just don't hide behind a computer. You got some people that'll come right in your face and lie to you like they was telling the truth with their hands on 10 stacks of Bibles. And you get sucked in to the point to when they start asking you for money, you just freely and willingly give. And so what is that that's in us that make us want to believe in the lie?
Well,
or want to hope for the better in a person?
You know what, Pastor Moore, I got a caller on the line now. I could bring in. They've been waiting for a little bit.
Okay.
Let me see. Call it Justin. Let me see here. Hey, call it Justin.
Yes.
How you doing? Hey, what's going on, man? Pastor Moore, you want to share your thoughts, or you want to say something to Justin?
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Justin. We're talking about internet relationships, and so what is it, a trick or is it a treat? What do you come down on this subject, on this topic?
Actually, I think it's more of a trick than a treat.
Okay.
And I think it's a trick because you never know who is behind that screen, or you looking for love or something, but you're looking for it on the internet. You may find someone that has a picture of a model on there, but she, like the show Catfish, you may have a picture of a model on there, but when you go meet her or something, she is not that model, you know. I think the trick about it is I don't really think that it's like you looking for everything in a person on the internet, not knowing who you're talking to. You may, like I was just saying, like you may think it's this model and it's really not. And that's why I think it's more of a trick, because you never really know if it's really that person that you're really looking at or you're talking to every day.
So now, just let me ask you this. Have you had an experience of going on the internet and searching for somebody?
No, actually, you know, it's like, you know, people add me on Facebook, you know, I add people, but there was an experience where I was talking to this girl on Facebook, and, you know, she was pretty, like, she was beautiful. Well, her picture was beautiful. And actually, when my friend said he knew her, or whatever, and I'm like, is this really her? He like, yeah, it's her, you know. So I'm really, like, I'm really happy now. Like, I'm really geeked up. I'm really ready to meet this girl. So I go downtown Chicago one day, and it's not her.
Mm.
And that was more of a trick.
How did that make you feel?
It wasn't like I was falling into love with her. Like, it made me mad because, like, they both lied to me. But it didn't, like, I wasn't trying to fall in love or nothing like that.
Gotcha. Wow. So the friend had you to believe that what you thought was true was true, but in actuality, it wasn't true.
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. And that's another piece of, that's another dynamic, Brother Dennis, is that after being tricked, what are the emotions that come behind that? And Justin said that he was angry.
Sorry. And
lied to him. What do you do with that anger?
Does that anger get now put off on the next person, or does it, you know, does it just stay there? And so there are effects, actually, to being tricked. You know, in this whole example of internet relationships.
Right.
And those emotions, if not handled properly, you know, sometimes can turn out bad. You know, somebody that may not have been understanding or not have been in love, like Brother Justin, they have took that anger and handled it a totally different way.
Right.
And so this is a serious matter that takes place every year with hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes, yes.
And if any lesson is to be learned, I guess one lesson that, what was the lesson? Let me ask you, Brother Justin, what was the lesson that you walked away from after investing your time to go meet somebody downtown Chicago, and after you got upset that it wasn't the person that you thought it was? What was the lesson on your way back home that you got out of that experience?
Who that question for, Pastor Mo?
That was for Justin.
Okay.
My lesson from that is, you know, just don't go about the pictures and mostly meet people in person.
Mostly meet people in person.
Yes. Well, meet people in person.
Okay. Wow. Brother Gerard, you want to add something to that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and take the wool off this thing. I think the world is, because I think this, you know, the internet thing is, you know, everybody, we look at it as internet, we're looking at it as a point of how people on the PG side of it. And 9 times out of 10, when a person get on the internet, Facebook, stuff like that, it's to see what they can gain. I don't think, it, you know, the people who get on there to try to find love is to pray. And the people who get on there to see what they can get is the hunter. And, you know, and that's why I call it going hunting. And that's what it, technically, that's all what it is. If you're on there in a relationship, your chances of finding the one is like playing the lottery. So 9 times out of 10, people on there, you know, I can go biblical. I call my way of, when I mentor to some of my young sisters, I tell them to stop, you know, be careful of the wound liquors. And they look at me and they say, what is a wound liquor? And I say, you know, it's a male or a female, but, you know, it's the new generation. They listen to what you hurting, what you deprive, or the things that your problems are. And they get you to talking, and once you get to talking and venting about what your boyfriend ain't doing or what your mama ain't doing and stuff like that, then all they're going to do is provide what you ain't got. Then you drew in. They look for insecure people. And that's what the internet is all about. You know, they get on there, they look for insecure people. And then when you get on there, you fall in love and your feelings hurt. And so everybody ain't like that. It's very rare that you might find two people who both was hurt and then you got something. But 9 times out of 10, when you get on there, there's going to be somebody, you know, like you're saying, they putting up a commercial. They listening to you. They're going to tell you what you want to hear, and they're trying to see you face to face. And it's all about one thing, you know what I'm saying? Either see what they can get out of you, if it's physical, financially, or the spirit, just to see if you are who you are, or to get you to buy a ticket, or, you know, advertising. There's something that they want if they trying to get up with you, period. And it can't, you know, sugarcoat this thing. It's what it is.
Mm. So bringing the real into the conversation is that a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people, for hundreds and thousands of people to get scammed, that's a lot of hurt in the world, you know, and that's a lot of deprived people in the world and so it is like a feast out there is what you're saying, Brother Lamour. You're saying that there are people that know that if they go on one of these match-up sites and they scroll through all these pictures and they find somebody and they start a conversation, the odds are it's going to be easy to get them for what they want them for because of the pain that they've suffered in a relationship, which drew them to the internet anyway. So they just easy picking is what you're saying for those vultures that are out there that are looking to devour and don't care about feelings, don't care about bankruptcy, don't care about none of that. They just in it to get what they can. And they destroy lives along the way. So it's like a hurricane or a tornado.
Absolutely. Especially if they very successful wound lickers. You know what I'm saying? And so if they got the money to spend, if they got the resources to give, you pretty much at their bidding. You know, you're going to do whatever they want you to do just so that you can have a come up, because you want some, they want some. So if they don't provide what you want, then you're going to do what they want, and you're stuck. And it's hard for a person to turn it down if they need their rent paid, or they lonely, or they, you know, or they just they vulnerable, or, you know, they're going to do things that are not against their rule book just to, you know, either scratch that itch or do unnecessary things to get things done. They got to take care of their family or whatever. So you're absolutely right. You bet on the money. That's why I call them wound lickers. It's like a dog. What a dog does when they come up behind another dog if they got an injury. He going to lick their wounds. That's exactly what he's going to do. So that's why I call it a wound licker.
Okay. Brother Dennis, you want to comment on that? Okay. Well, like I said, Brother Lamour, that was an interesting take on it. And there are some pros and cons to internet dating or internet relationship. And one pro that I believe that you're so intrigued about starting a relationship online is that the convenience factor for those that may have a busy lifestyle, you know, if they got children or if they work all the time, you know, regular life responsibilities, the convenience factor of having a relationship on the go, like going through a drive-thru, can probably be a pro for somebody to want to do that. Another pro that could be for internet dating is maximizing the time. If you are trying to do a relationship online and you don't have to worry about, you know, if you're trying to go out with somebody, you know, you got to buy clothes, you got to get your hair done, take care of your hygiene, you got to get your vehicle clean, you got to save a little money, you got to research places to go to take somebody. So one pro could be you're able to maximize your time because you don't have to do none of that when you're sitting behind your computer, or if you're on your cell phone or your laptop or your iPad, you know, having a relationship with somebody. Another pro may be safety, avoiding the unknown. You know, avoiding the setup, somebody getting with you to try to rob you, get you to come out somewhere, or you avoid being sexually assaulted, or you avoid pranks because you're on the computer and you're not making physical contact with anybody. Another pro could be no obligations. You need to express yourself, your life, yes. your dislikes, your dislikes, your wants, your needs, and you can express that over the computer probably better than you can if you were face to face with somebody. Another pro is you could change your look. You can, I don't know if you had the experience of seeing people take pictures of their eyes and their face, like 10, 11 pictures of their face, you know, just right up, the camera right up on their face and their eye. And so you change and look up, and you can put the best pictures as a profile, or you can put places that you have fun, that you love to go without actually going there. You can put things that you have in your home or that you have in your possession without somebody actually have to come to your home. So another pro is if you have low self-esteem, you know, you can present yourself in a way in which you feel comfortable to somebody, and maybe what you would not have said or done because of your feeling of your own self while you're with that person, you can do it freely and comfortably over the computer. So there are pros, if you will, that people may cite for dating, but there are also cons. And the cons are just the opposite of the pros. And so when you talk about convenience, one thing about being online, it can take away from other areas of your life. And so the Nielsen report said that Americans spend 34 hours per week watching television. And so that's roughly about 20% of your week is spent on television.
Mm-hmm.
And if you figure between the TV and your cell phone or whatever electronic device that you use to speak to or talk to somebody or check in with somebody that you're dating online, you're looking at well over 6 hours a day, 6 to 8 hours a day spent between TV and being on your electronic device. And so that can be a negative thing and not a positive thing, because now that's time that you take away from your children. That's time that you take away from your work responsibility. That's time you take away from things that you have planned on your daily schedule. And so it could be a con being convenient to be on that computer by the amount of time that you spend sitting down participating with conversing or, you know, face or I think it's Skype and, you know, where they can see your face if that person will do that. Some people won't even let you see their face. They just want you to hear their voice and maximizing your time. So, you know, a con to that is even though you don't have to buy the clothes or get your hair done, you can just sit behind a computer and talk to somebody. There was an article in Time magazine that says that sitting for more than 3 hours a day can cut 2 years off of your life expectancy. And so if you're sitting down because you're maximizing your time by not buying this or not going to get this done or going to get that done, and you're just comfortable with having this relationship with a person on their from your computer, you can actually be cutting days or years off of your life expectancy. And so if you figure that you're spending 6 to 8 hours a day between the television and talking to somebody on the computer or sitting behind your computer, that can be cutting down on your life expectancy. The third one was safety. You know, the con to safety is that somebody, you can experience identity theft because, unfortunately, when people doing these profiles, they put a lot of intimate information about themselves, about their work, about their dollar amount, about their jobs, about the city they live in, And so you, and some people put West Side, you know, it don't take a lot to put two and two together. And so identity theft. You can also experience online stalking where somebody just, you know, don't, you got to go to the police and say, this person just keep on sending me emails, or this person keep on texting my phone. And so you can have online stalking. Also, scams for money. I mentioned that Ricky Lake had a show about this, and she had about three women who gave these men thousands of dollars. Like one man got $90,000, another man got $50,000, another man got $10,000. And they also talked about the men that were overseas asking them to send them money. And so another thing about the safety that's a con is that you can have your you can experience emotional abuse. Somebody can get your heart and start talking to you and screaming at you, and you know, every conversation you have, you think he or she make you think that is you, when on the other end they probably already in another relationship, they scam it. And so it's really, there's no safe zone on the safety. And then you have no obligations, where you can freely express yourself to people and tell them your likes and dislikes while you're online, which you might not do in person. But the con to that is you begin to trust people too easy. You begin to give too much information. You tell your parents, you tell that person about your parents, you tell that person about your siblings, you tell that person when they'd be out of town. That was a program on where people was watching other people's Facebooks to see when they was going out of town. And when they say they was going out of town, they'd go break in their house. And so you can give too much information, and somebody, when you leave to go on your vacation or you're taking a cruise, next thing you know, you come back and somebody has broken into your home, and the person you on this relationship with, you know, sympathize with you, but all along they were in cahoots to taking you for everything you got.
Yeah, we call that speedballing.
Speedballing. And then changing your look. The danger in that is, or the con to that is, with the pictures that you put up, somebody can take your picture and use it for whatever they want to use it for. They can take your face and put it on somebody else's body and have, you know, type of fantasies with that. You know, they could take your picture and send it to their friends and say, you know, this person did this, that, and the other for me. And they could be totally lying. And so, you know, and then your picture can be surfing around the Internet. And so there's a lot of different negative things that come with online dating. In the beginning, it can seem positive or it could be a pro, but it's also cons that are very serious and that can hinder or that can become a problem, an unforeseen problem, because the person you're talking to has a totally different perspective or understanding about a relationship than you had. And so we have to be real careful that we don't give people the ammunition they need or give them a free entryway into our lives, into our homes, into our families. Because you can say, yeah, I got three daughters, and next thing you know, you introduce them to the person online, and next thing you know, that person go and start talking to one of your daughters. And so it's just a whole lot that can make somebody come down on the side of trick versus being a treat. I think Brother Gerard said that, you know, I think it's more people being tricked than people finding actually love online. Not saying that it don't happen, but the majority of people are finding, I guess he said they get what they're paying for, you know, looking for love behind a computer screen. But I want people to call in and give us your feedback, your point of view. Maybe it's something in the area that we have not touched on yet that you want to make known to the listening public, And so just press 1, and you will come into the queue, and then we can put you on air.
Well, speaking of that, Pastor Mo, I got a ton of them. I got one now, man. I think she's from Michigan, man. You know her, man. This lady here, man, she need no introduction, man. But I'm introduced anyway, man. We got Sister Trina on the line. Hey, Sister
okay.
Trina, how you doing? Sister Trina, she on the phone?
I can't hear her.
All right, we got.
I'm so sorry. How you doing? I had my phone on mute because I wasn't sure if you guys could hear me. So I had my phone on mute. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. How you
doing?
Praise God. Oh, God is good. I can say God is good. I read the question on Facebook. Is online dating a trick or a treat? I think it's a trick. I think it's totally a trick of the enemy because I've come to find out that no matter what, society always tries to revert away from how God says to do things. You know, God sends a prophet to tell people what he wants them to know. And so when people can't, so when people is impatient and they want to know now, they go get a psychic. They always try to, you know, they do things to try to imitate the way that God wants it to be. And so when they get impatient of doing it God's way, God says to be patient, wait, because a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And then it also says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived, bad company ruins good morals. And so if you're online trying to find a date, chances are you're going to find a serial killer or somebody that's no, you're not going to find somebody that, my opinion is you're not going to find somebody that's good because you're not doing it God's way. And I feel like if you're not doing it God's way, then it's not going to work. And so a lot of people might say, oh, I found a relationship online and we're so happy and da da da. Okay, for now. But if you're not continuing it, if you're not doing it God's way, it's just not going to work. And it's not just with online dating. That's with a relationship, period. It all, you know, builds around what God wants us to do. That's just, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, that's why he has the Bible to tell us, you know, how to live. Even with a Christian, he says, you know, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, if you meet somebody online and you say, okay, what church do you go to? I want to get to know you. What church you go to? Oh, I ain't been to church in about 10 years and I ain't ready for that, but I just want to be with you. That's an unbeliever. So you know that's not going to work. That's like oil and water trying to mix together, and that's something that is not going to happen. And it's just simple. It's just simple as 1, 2, 3. You have to, no matter what, whoever you want, you know, no matter how you want to be married so bad. I know it's men and women out there that just dying to be married to someone, to be connected to someone, because maybe they see someone out there, that maybe they see their friends and their family in different relationships, and so now they're feeling, okay, I want that same thing, but we have to do what we have to do. Good things come to those who wait. We just have to wait because it's being married, it's a process. It's a process. It's a process that you have to go through because when God connects two people, he's giving you his best. He's giving you his best with the woman and he's giving you his best with the man. So he's not going to give you this man of God that he shaped up and molded and got it all together, and then this woman off just out of nowhere, online, if you will, that don't even got it together, don't even read her Bible, don't even, you know, and that's with a man, too. He's not just going to put you with anybody because that's unfair. That's unfair to have a man of God or a woman of God that's all well-shaped and done read their Bible and went through all these trials and tribulations to get to where God wants them to be, and then somebody off the street say, hey, I'll take you. No. Don't work like that, because as Christians, we go through too much to get it together as far as being in a relationship. So that's why God wants to get, as God getting a woman together, he's getting, you know, as God's getting a man together, he's getting a woman together. He's teaching them both how to be in this relationship, even, you know, how to be in a marriage. It's like, to me, from what I have experienced as far as waiting on God, I feel like it was I feel like it's been a boot camp. I swear, to me, it's felt like a wife boot camp. Getting to be a wife, I really feel like it's been a boot camp, because it's a lot of things that God has taught me in the process of these years. And it's, you know, even in my waiting, I had to learn so much. And then when I felt impatient and wanted to do it myself, it blew up in my face. And so when I thought I was in love with this guy, mind you, that did not go to church, I tried to get him to go to church, but he just, oh, I don't want to go to church yet. I want to wait for God to fix me first. And I was trying to talk to him, and I was like, well, you know, go, don't try to wait for time.
Hey, you know what, Sister Trina? You brought up a lot of good points. And what I want to do, because people are listening, is kind of get some of the points. But, Brother Dennis, how many people we got want to get on to that's calling me in right now?
Well, to be honest, about 27 more calls, but I got like a good 4 or 5 right now.
Okay.
I just bumped up a little bit.
What I want to do, I want to keep Sister Trina on the line. Can you stay on the line, Sister Trina?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, stay on the line, and I want to get to some of those. Give me about two more, Brother Dennis.
Okay, cool. All right, let's see. Yeah, we got brother. His brother. Oh, that's sister. That's my mom, Mama Denise.
Hello?
Okay.
Hey, God bless you all.
God bless you. I'm glad you called in.
Hey. Yeah, bless you. All I got to say is, all I want to say is, you know, one thing about the Lord, you never fall short. All I can say about the computer, dating, and anything that you don't know about is these words. You have wolves in sheepskin. You have temptation. You have Satan. And all these things are combined in this world of life. If you don't know nobody, what are you doing with them? There are people out there, they use all type of scams to hurt and harm. Can't no woman get no man off no internet, and can't no man get no woman off no internet. You know, that's just some company and companionship. But when you got lust demons are what prisonate your life. And then when you invite them in your home, and into your valuables, and to your children, there's a lot of things besides lust demons on these internet and on TV and all these other things to let you know. You know, you invite these people into harming you. And your thing is this. If God wants you to be with somebody, and if Jesus got somebody out there for you to be with, hey, it ain't nothing but at a blink of an eye, seconds, you all would be together. But see, men designed, see, I'm old school, you know. When computer came out, we was just only using computers. And if you tell the truth, if you look back in the days at your mom, people gas bill and phone calls, we used to have those things as cards. There always have been a number on a person. You got a number today. It's called, hey, a Social Security. We even got a number that stayed up there with God. So therefore, that lets you know that our identity are out there. But to just open up, oh, I'm all desperate. I want to sit back. I want to find a date on a computer. You might as well go ahead on down there to Lucy Inn and shake them on up and let it go on down. then at least you know you are facing the person who you are really making yourself a victim. But if you don't fornicate, you don't search for lust and demons, you'll be all right. You'd be all right to know, is this person is honest? Is this person somebody you can trust? Is this person somebody you want to be with? But you know the game, wolf in sheep's skin. And don't be blind behind that. And they come in every shape, form, and size. But my question is this, how can you tell your children to don't play like that, out there giving identity, opening up to these people out here, these wickedness and these Satan form of people when you're doing it yourself? You need to discipline yourself like you discipline your children. You know what I'm saying? And that way your life is safe. But when there is, in that Bible, God got things to tell you about fornication and lust. So you get those things in order with the Lord, you ain't got to worry about all that dating and all this stuff. See, a lot of people are always hollering, praying in the church, taking the church, praying in the church. I know some church people, man, they worse than people on the street. They looking in church, they searching in grocery stores, library, computer, even in the school.
Wow.
You know who watching you? You know what I'm saying? Every day somebody is watching you, and you don't know who's following you. But like I always train my son, Dennis, when you see a clown, you get ready and show out. I have my son performing like he the worst kid they want. They don't even want no stepdad. Stepdad look at him like, oh, no, not crazy, baby. Yeah, I got crazy, baby. See, that's how you train your kids. You can't run them off. Let your kids run them off. Go in there and flood, stop the sink up and see can he become a plumber. While you in there got him plumbing up something, mama going to be up in here in his wallet trying to see who he is. You know what I'm saying? Teamwork. Mm-hmm. Don't have no any and everybody in your life.
Mm. Well, you know what, Mama Denise? Thank you for sharing that with us. I gotta take some more calls before we get back,
okay.
Get back to a segment. But stay on the line with us. We want you to get around in our round table too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, man, this right here, man, I got two more. I think I need to bring them both in at the same time.
Yeah,
we got brother, no, I'm going to say Honey Love the dancer. We got Honey Love online, and we got LB. Honey Love and LB. What are you at?
Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we got LB and Honey Love.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Yeah, listen.
What's going on, brother LB?
I'm going to tell you the real. You know, is it a trick or treat? I got tricked and I got a treat. When I got in online and I ordered that blow-up doll, It wasn't the ethnicity that I wanted, but I tried something new, and it worked out for me. Nah, all jokes aside, though, real talk.
We're going to take a small commercial break.
Hey, look, yeah, Pastor Mo, you want to just go ahead and play another song, or you want to go ahead and
okay. Real talk though. You know, I can say the pros and cons of any. There's a front door and a back door to anything that we deal with in this universe. Period. Point blank. You know, most definitely. You know, have there been people out there who found love online? Yes, it has. Have people run across a lot of tragedy? Yes, there has. But you know, you can run across a tragedy just walking down the street. Period. Point blank. It was a tragedy when you woke up in the morning. So, you know, anything that you deal with in this universe is a gamble. Yes, we add God on to the premise of everything that we do, but at the end of the day, you're taking a gamble. You took a gamble online when you got on that computer and you put your credit card in. You took a gamble with that, period, point blank. You know, they may have hooked you up with a girl with, you know what I'm saying, only – one bottom row of teeth and none up at top. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know. But you didn't know when you went to date her that, you know, she had roaches in her house. So, that, you know, that probably wasn't all her real hair, that she only had patches. You know, I'm not a computer dude, but just from me being out here in the world, I've ran into some horrible women just meeting them face to face. So I figured it's the same amount of gamble that you're taking online as well as you're taking face to face out here. Because a gamble is a gamble. How many women have gone out here and actually met a dude face to face and found out, you know, he got 11 kids, he got child support issues, you know? Baby mama's stabbing his ties, want to fight her. All that, you know what I'm saying? She didn't ask for all of that, but she got that. And she didn't even meet this online. So it's a gamble. Everything that we deal with has to have a balance. You have a front door of the situation, you have a back door in the situation. Is some people tricking off online? Yes, there's plenty of people tricking off online. But is some people get the treat off of the line? Yeah, there's some people getting treat. Maybe slim, but there's a lot of people who's getting what their money asks for. But you get what you pay for. That's anything in life. You get what you pay for.
That ain't no guy, does it?
Huh? Pardon?
Go ahead, Sister Trina.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've got my phone was on mute. Oh, I am so sorry.
Go ahead.
No, say what you
were
going to say.
Oh, I apologize for that. Lord Jesus. I was just saying, why is anybody paying for a relationship anyway? That's not
because
how God does
it. Because at the end of the day, you're going to pay for it regardless. When you decided to have sex with that person, you went and bought a condom. When you decided to go to the movies, you had to pay. You didn't walk in that movie theater by yourself. You didn't walk in there under the free act. You walked under there with pain. Everything in this life you're going to pay for. There's nothing free. Not even the very breath that you breathe is free. Because you're going to pay your homage to God, you're going to pay your homage to God, or you're going to pay your homage to the devil.
If you put it God's way, you don't have to buy that condom because he's going to put you with somebody that he chose. So you don't have to have that, in my opinion, you don't have to have that fear of that person cheating on you. And so you won't have to go out and buy the condom and all that extra stuff.
Let me ask you this simple question.
First of all, that's the problem right there. You know,
let me ask you a question, though. You guys need to stop and listen to each other.
And sharing, you don't tell them you got to pay for this and pay for that. I have treated people and men myself as a gift of a token, as well as they treated me out for meals and stuff. I never. If I thought that he was paying for something, I would feel less than a woman.
But let me ask you a question. Did he or did he not reach in his pocket?
And did I have to reach in my purse?
Yes. And so you
okay,
both were paying.
You know,
wait. Nobody said. Nobody said. No, listen to what I'm saying. Nobody said one over the other. Women are paying as well as men are paying. But you are going to pay. You pay for what you know, and you pay for what you don't know. That is the ABCs of life.
Well,
so at the end of the day, whether you how you feel, if some people paid and they figured they got tricked, some people paid and they figured that they got a treat. But it depends on what you're paying for. See, you can use little money and don't get a whole lot. But you can use a lot of money and may get a whole lot. But it depends on the person and the situation that they're dealing in. You can't look at everything because I paid. It's a negative. You're going to pay one way or another. Those women out there who's going through divorces and whatnot because of whatever, for whatever reason, she paid for a bad experience, and she didn't meet the man online. It's people who's meeting people online and going through the same experiences. That's basically what I'm saying. Everything in this universe coincides and collides with each other. One thing bounces off there. One thing you can never do is take God out of the situation. God sees all, knows all, and controls all. So at the end of the day, when we're saying that, oh, we're taking God out of the situation because we're dealing with a computer or we're dealing with something animated because you're not exactly talking to him, God is in the midst of all that too.
Now, let me jump in right here. Brother LB, and Sister Trina and Mama Dennis, y'all got the conversation going, but I want to get Honey Love in, and I think we got two more callers that just jumped on. I want to get Honey Love in. Honey Love, go ahead and give us is it a trick? Internet relationship, is it a trick or is it a treat?
Well, this seems to be my perspective on what's going on. As far as that's concerned, I mean, if you don't have an implementation of balance in your life, regardless of what you do, whether it's with God or you going in the opposite direction, you know, too much of anything is a bad thing, period. You know what I'm saying? So it needs to be some type of set balance. The next thing is, as long as you're spending time, that's time is always directly equivalent to money being spent, you know, regardless of what you do. So if you're spending time, whatever you do, as far as life and as far as the relationship is concerned, there's some type of implementation of money that's being spent, or the grain of sand that you think that is not being spent as far as the money, your time is also equivalent.
Okay. And so somebody, I think walking outside, if you could put a mute on your phone because we can hear the wind.
My fault.
Okay. So, essentially what you're saying is whenever you spend your time with somebody, money is equivalent to you spending your time. So is the trick or treat part to that? The money is you being tricked by the money, because if somebody got a lot of money and they spend a lot of money on you, they tricking you, whether you online or not online, I think is what Brother LB was saying. It don't matter either way it goes, it's a gamble. Either way it goes, there's some tricking and some treating. But you're saying that when you're spending time with people, that's equating to money. Is that what you're saying, Brother Honey Love? Okay, well, maybe that was...
Hello?
Okay.
Hello? Am I back on?
No.
Yeah, I got disconnected for a second. But, yeah, definitely, anytime you're spending time with anybody, it's a direct equivalation of money being spent as far as life is concerned. Because you could have been doing anything else except doing, you know, spending time with that particular person. You could have been talking with the kids, you know, or, you know, coming home to help your son with his math, his homework, which for him, that time being spent is almost priceless. You see what I'm saying? So, on all flip sides of the coin, it's got to be some type of balance. But at the same time, what's happening in, as far as life is concerned, as far as these computers and you being able to date, or what happens, it gives you ability to meet people at a faster rate. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is the time from back in the day, you know what I'm saying, let's say me calling you right now on this cell phone, and I used to have to use the house phone. So guess what? If Dennis wouldn't have texted me and said, hey, man, get online, I wouldn't have been able to come in here and spend a little time with you guys. So technology has given me a chance to super exceed, you know, the time continuum, you know what I'm saying, the space in between the time that would have probably took me, you know, an hour to even get here or get home to even be a part of this conversation is now instant.
Right.
You see where I'm coming from? So now I can be online and I can, let's see, I got so many pages. And for me to directly, you know, market towards individuals, I can within 20 minutes, I can send out 20,000 messages of my singular message within seconds in comparison to me having to lick stamps, you know, all night and put 20,000 flyers inside of a envelope. It's just a lot to me, you know what I'm saying, instant gratitude. That's what I say it is. So instant gratitude for things that you really want to get done. So with that, it just allows you a little bit a bigger space that you can greet and meet people. Now, if you're an individual who doesn't have a balance in their life, meaning you ain't got nothing else to do but sit here and try to manipulate people in between this time continuum, well, yeah, guess what? You're going to have time to greet and meet and do more damage, you know, in between what you want to do because you're not in the mode of really wanting a real relationship.
Mm.
You know, but with that, if you're still an individual who has, you know, a schedule, you got to work, you got to do things, man. For instance, a lot of women who, you know, who are nurses, they just don't have that time. They 10, they 12 hours on the job. You see what I'm saying? So now they want to get out and greet and meet people, but they've been so far out the circle that their communication skills is probably lacking. So, yeah, they're going to go to a computer, or it's something that links them to that computer, like my Facebook links to my phone. So you can now keep in contact with a person that you would have never been able to even keep up with because they look linked to you within a space.
Mm.
Now, this also goes to, you know, the flip side of it is where you're saying, well, the bottom line is if you want to have God in it, that's just what it is. You're going to fall for anything. But as long as you got structure, you know, within who you are, and as far as we say, you know, the saints or who and where and what we directing our lives towards, as long as you follow those Ten Commandments, your foundation should be there, because your Ten Commandments is what's going to enter you into what you want, the kingdom of heaven, you know. Yeah, outside of that, yeah, there's other little bylaws that you can follow to help structure yourself and keep yourself together as a person, you know, and keep you from falling too far off the structure, you know, like the seven deadly sins or whatever, because any of those particular sins, if you have an imbalance, you cause a harm to yourself.
And so basically you're just saying that pretty much what LB was saying is that either you online you could be tricked, or you're not online you could be tricked.
I mean that's the bottom line. And then the next thing is you gotta, you know, because she was saying that, you know, this that and the other, to a point where she, what's happening is you can go online and also pull up statistics on individuals who meet and greet, who not, who is, who are, you know, and what type of, relationships they might be building from it. You know, and then you also got to understand the difference in between pay grade, definitely pay grade, the type of individual you're talking about, what they work, what do they do, you know, so like individuals start to link up, you know what I'm saying? And like mine started to super exceed what somebody else, a foolish person, is actually starting to do. And with that, you still got to understand that the church falls up under the same bylaws of just life. You got to have balance. And what's happening too, if you look at the statistics, okay, and I can pull it up. Anybody else who sitting here can pull us up on, it's more people in the church right now who are actually getting venereal diseases, AIDS and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? It's more people within the church who are gaming, who are structurally, and what happens is because it's happening so rapidly, is that they're keeping it to themselves, instead of talking amongst themselves. You see what I'm saying? And what it happens is they start to sneak around instead of people outside the church, you know what I'm saying, outside of you who might be talking to each other, just like structurally like the dancers. The dancers do some dirt. You're going to find out about it eventually because they talk. They whisper, you know what I'm saying? That whisper in the ear, you're going to find out all everything that might be moving left or right. But when you're in the church, they whisper, and they keep it to themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it, what happens is it allows things to gain ground that would have never been if somebody would have been saying, what's going on? This is not for you.
So now let me jump in right quick because we do have at least two more callers that want to get in before we shut.
I probably didn't open up a can of worms.
Everybody's opinion is valued, and we want to make sure everybody get a chance to say something. But we're gonna play a song right here, and then we're gonna get these last two callers in. And then we're going to come back to the discussion because everybody's opinion is
valuable. That's a great discussion, too.
Yeah, because there are people who are listening that may have the opinion of Trina, that may have the opinion of Brother LB, that may have the opinion of Brother Gerard, that may have the opinion of Brother Justin, yeah. They may have the opinion of Brother Dennis. So we want everybody to have the opportunity to express. We're going to take a song right here, get those last two calls, and then we're going to come back in.
Yeah.
All right. Praise God. We are back, and the topic for today was internet relationships. Is it a trick or is it a treat? And we have heard from a variety of different people that have different opinions, feedback about it. It seems like the overwhelming response is that it is a trick in that the people who are using it to trick people have found a useful tool to make it convenient, where they can take somebody who may be hurting or pain and capitalize on it. I just want to give some remarks here as we come to the closing of the show to bring us to a biblical perspective of this issue. There's nothing in life that we will experience that we cannot find direction, or we cannot go the Bible and come away empty without any type of revelation or confirmation that we live in today. And so most issues, if not all issues that we experience, we can go to the Bible and we can find something to address the current issue that we're dealing with. Nothing under the sun is new. And so we experience things that have already happened before. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, I think Sister Trina said it, the King James Version says, whoso findeth a woman findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I want to pull out one word out of that verse, which is findeth, meaning find. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. And I think that's what we're talking about today. How do we find relationships? How do we go about finding that person who we feel completes us, who we feel is the right person for us? And so that passage was talking about marriage, but if we use that word find, it's defined as coming upon or searching for something, to find something. How are we searching for a good thing? What are we using to find that good thing that God has for us? The internet, like Brother Honeylove said, is a convenient tool. He's able to reach hundreds, if not thousands, of people simply from his phone, which makes it very convenient that he doesn't have to go all the way home to get on the phone or get on the computer. He can be anywhere and be able to make contact with his people. Brother LB said that the computer is really a non-factor. It's really it's the person. And if the person is disconnected from God, then anything goes, if I'm kind of summing up what he was saying. And so the enemy, I think what Sister Trina was saying, the enemy will make it convenient to do the wrong thing. The enemy coming in when Jesus was fasting in the wilderness knew that his physical body wanted food. And in an effort to tempt Jesus, he told Jesus to turn that stone into bread. And the whole purpose behind that was to get Jesus to believe that he would take care of his own physical need by using the power that God had given him. And unfortunately, a lot of times the enemy uses the trick of the mind to get us to do things that we should not do. And the internet has become just a tool to use, in that he can have his way in people's lives, with people's finances, with people's self-esteem, and totally can ruin a person. People can commit suicide. People can lose trust in relationships, period, based on meeting the wrong person online, being tricked online. We know that the whole armor of God deals with a spiritual warfare, and our minds have to be guarded against the spiritual warfare that the enemy
has waiting for us on a daily basis, and we know he will use other people to get to us. And so the internet makes it easy to take God out the conversation. If you surfing the net and you're looking for that person and you may have a picture of a body in mind, you may not bring God up because your mind may not be on God when you're looking for the person that you're looking for. And so somebody said you get what you're searching for. You're absolutely right. Whenever you're doing your search absent God, you're opening yourself up to get any and everything. I'll leave you with this. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, Eve had been presented to Adam after God formed her from his rib. And when Eve was presented to Adam, Adam was so overwhelmed at what he had seen. Not just what he had seen, but what God had given him. And so with that context, he uttered the words out of his mouth that this at last is bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And so he made those comments because up until the point that Eve was created, Adam saw the wonders of God being in trees and being in grass and animals, but he hadn't seen the wonders of God providing him with something that looks like him. And so in excitement, he says, this at last is bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And so God presented Eve in the flesh, in the real. And Adam was able to look on her and see exactly what God had for him. And in verse 25, it says, and the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. And so not only did God present Eve to Adam, but they were both naked, and that word naked means they weren't covered. They didn't have anything to hide behind. And so today we look for any and everything to hide behind, and the internet is just one of those tools that we use to hide behind, to cover up, be deceitful, to not be totally honest, to make up stories or to make up a fantasy conversation. And even if you do by chance through that medium find love, then praise God. But more people, based on the statistics that Brother Honeylove brought up, based on the statistics that there are hundreds of thousands of people yearly that are getting tricked over the internet as they seek to find somebody, but they're doing it absent God. And what better way to find you somebody than God present that person to you in the flesh, and that person makes him or herself available to you without schemes. Like Brother LB said, it don't matter if you're on the internet or not. If the person ain't got God, you acceptable to get any and every type of conversation or lie or falsehood being told to you. So I just want to leave us tonight with, let us try to get back to a day when we wanted to be in the flesh with somebody. And I'm not talking in an intimate way right here. I'm just saying we wanted to go out and walk in the park. We wanted to go out and somebody say go to a movie. Or we wanted to go out and just experience things together, holding hands, walking down the street or whatever the situation is. But when you add a level of cover-up, and that's what the internet allows us to do, is to be somebody that we're not. Even on Facebook, we may act tough on Facebook, but in reality, we're not tough.
or whatever the situation. It's a way to disconnect from God's people and present yourself totally different than who God has made you. And whenever you separate yourself from God, then you're going to be you're going to get whatever it is that you're looking for, because you're not asking God for help. You're not seeking God for his guidance. You're not seeking God for his revelation or confirmation in your situation. You're looking with your own natural eye, and you've put the spiritual eye away. And going to the comments about the church again, Brother Dennis, I want you to close this out. What I've heard from a number of the guests online is that there is a frustration that exists among people who hold the people in the church to a higher standard. And that should take place. If you go to school every day, and somebody that's not in school should be able to say, okay, because you've been in school, you should have a better understanding about the A's and B's than I do. But the reality is we have a place in the church that people can come to get help. Because you go to church don't mean you're perfect. People come to church to try to get help to deal with the issues that they're facing. And I'd rather have people trying to deal with the issues that they're facing in the church than people knowing they need help and need to be somewhere to get help, but point at the people that's in the church as reasons why they don't come. That's a trick right there. You tricking your own mind to say the reason you don't go is because people in there ain't doing right. Well, the church, that's what the church is for. The church is for people who... nobody on earth is perfect, and if none of us are perfect, then we're all sinners, and no one sin is bigger or smaller than another sin. Sin is sin, and so I'd rather have you in church, and maybe God will speak on a Sunday, or maybe somebody may say something to you that influences you and touch your heart, and maybe you start seeing life a little differently. And so, yes, there are people that still do wrong in church. But I'd rather have those people in a place where they can be touched by the word of God, not by the preacher, not by the deacon, but by the word of God, because that's where the power comes in. It comes in from hearing the word. And when you're not around the word, then you're listening to the internet daters, and you're listening to the internet scammers, and you're listening to your own mind, and you're not excelling or you're not succeeding in life because you refuse to allow God to talk to you in a real way. I say this, Jesus, when he gathered his disciples, he gathered real people. And he gathered real people to do his ministry. And I look for the day that real people, the real people that's in the streets, will come back to God running, looking for help. Brother Dennis, I thank you for this opportunity. We'll be right back next week, next Thursday. Pass the word. Leave a comment on the page. And God bless you.
try to help us. Come on, rise to your feet. I've got evidence here. I've got it. I've got confidence. I'm a conqueror.